Hello, my name is Fatima Mesa, and this is my podcast. I went to a small Catholic school named Annunciation up to 8th grade. Each grade knew each other, and everyone was basically family. This made it very easy to have a close relationship with my teachers as well. Since the start of 1st grade, this is when I realized math was not my strongest area. I was always the last one to finish a problem, and I always needed someone to help me. After 1st grade is when my parents realized we needed practice, or should I say I needed practice, and ever since then, math has always been my priority.
Okay, Mom, introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Sandra Miley.
And you are?
Fatima's mommy.
Okay, so 1st grade, or starting the earliest, as like my teachers ever talked to you guys about like my math struggles?
Yes. I remember Miss Joan Bancroft. She was your 4th grade teacher. She would always say, some kids get math and some kids get it later. And when they get it, they have that aha moment where they realize what relationship the numbers have with one another. And some kids just take longer to have that aha moment than others. So I think what she really liked about you is the effort that you had. You never gave up. So she never gave up on you.
And ever since I started school, it's always been a struggle, huh?
Yeah. I wouldn't say a struggle. It's just you would have to work hard. It wouldn't come easy. So we would have to work at it. But once you got it, once you understood what you were doing, and once you you rolled with it, it was easy for you. And I think with you, it was the self-assertiveness that you needed to have, because you second-guess yourself. Although you were right, you continued to second-guess yourself. Yeah. You weren't.
Do you think I've improved?
Oh, my goodness. I think what has improved about you first is you believe in yourself. You stop second-guessing yourself. If you get it wrong, you learn from it. And I think the more mistakes you do, the more you learn.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that. And so you're not afraid to take the risk. And if you are wrong, you want to find out, well, what did I do? You don't let it go until you figure it out. And that's someone who's assertiveness, who wants to know why, wants to know it and wants to get it right. And you don't let it go until you figure it out.
Okay. Well, that's it. Thank you, Mom.
10-4. You're welcome. I love you.
As I got into middle school, things were organized differently. We didn't go over all subjects in one classroom. Each teacher was responsible for teaching one subject. Into our first quarter, beginning at 8th grade, our teacher separated the class into 2 math classes. He noticed how some of us really needed the improvement, and some of us didn't really need to. The whole 8th grade class gathered around in our small history classroom, and then he explained the changes. He called us each by name, and these were the people that had to go into more of an intermediate math stage. I was one of them. My group of friends felt bad for me, and of course, for me, it was a bummer. But I took it gratefully, because my teachers cared about improving. Specifically, my teacher, Mr. Bernardin.
First, I would like you to introduce yourself.
Okay. So, I'm Robbie Bernardin, your former math teacher and science teacher at middle school. And I am in my 10th year at Annunciation, still now serving as the assistant principal.
Okay, so my first question, where did you think I struggled the most?
In math?
Yeah.
So I was trying to do my research today because it's been a long time since I've taught you math. And I was looking back, I was pretty sure, and I wanted to confirm that, because in 8th grade, you were with Miss Lee, with Crystal.
I was.
Yeah, and so I was kind of looking back, seeing what of your old report cards might still be available, looking back at, like, ITVS scores and stuff. But what I remember, Fatima, is the thing that you had the hardest time with was both, it was like a combination of both, like, quick numeracy facts, so like kind of being able to pull on those facts really quickly, but more than that, it was about, like kind of more abstract, conceptual stuff. So what I remember is, and I was looking back at some of my comments on your report cards from back in the day, is that you worked really hard, and you advocated a lot for yourself, because I remember I put those comments on your report card. But I remember it just taking a long time. Like, you picked up things in language arts and in reading so quickly, but in math, whenever we had a new concept that wasn't as visible. So, I remember you doing fine on things like graphs, but it was, like, even on a graph, like, how do you come up with the right scale and interval on the side, or fractional, kind of what we might call proportional reasoning.
Yeah.
I remember those being hard.
Okay, my last question, what advice do you have to give me now that I'm going into college?
Good question. So, my advice to you as you go into college, and is this related to math?
Yes.
Yes. Is two parts. Number one, get to know your professors. So go to office hours. So that they know you, and that way when you're in class, especially as a freshman, when you start off as a freshman and you're in entry-level courses, whether it's entry-level math or entry-level English, the classes are usually really big. Like, you know, they might be 100 people, sometimes more. So it's really good to either, A, make sure your professor knows you, or if there's a TA for the class, like a teaching assistant, make sure the TA knows you. But at least have one of those people know you by going to their office hours. And that way you have, like, a good relationship to ask questions if it's hard. The second thing I would say is find a good study group. Like, at least two people, one or two people, or maybe more, who you single out early on and you're like, yep, those people take this stuff seriously, they take good notes, they know how to study. You know, and you want it to be people that you trust as both good students but also pretty solid, you know, math students.
Yeah.
Those would be my two big things, because in college there's just, it's so much more independently driven.
Yeah.
If you want to do well, it's totally up to you. If people don't care, then, you know, they don't do well, and their professors and teachers and stuff aren't going to come chase them down. So I would say build that support network.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Fatima, you're welcome. Congratulations again. Give my best to your family.
I will.
And have a blast in college.
Thank you.
Yeah, work hard, do well. You're going to be great.
Now into high school. I started off where I needed to be. I was at the same pace as most of my class. However, after geometry, which was sophomore year, my geometry teacher thought it was best to put me in intermediate algebra for my junior year. I didn't care that he put me in that class for the next year, but I started to care when my friends started asking me what math class I was in because I was embarrassed to say. However, when I started intermediate algebra, I didn't care what others thought anymore. I needed to get better, and the only way I could was to take a step back. Honestly, if it wasn't for my teachers looking out for me, I would be struggling more than I would be now. There is one teacher that has really pushed me to work twice as hard and with a good attitude, and that was Miss Kit. Miss Kit really cared for her students and told us every day, "You need to graduate. You need to show up on time. Do your work. Do your homework." She always made us feel comfortable to come to her if we ever needed help.
Introduce yourself. Okay. Hello, my name is Sheila Kitt, and I am Fatima's Algebra 2 teacher.
My first question is, have I been taking the responsibility to ask for help when I need it?
Absolutely, I believe so, that you have. And I think you've done a tremendous job of that, and you've taken advantage of every opportunity that comes your way to ask for help.
I think also I could have done it more too.
Maybe, but you know, you did it when you needed it, and I think you did a good job.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Okay. So my test grade was like a C average. Do you think that's good for Algebra 2, or could it be better?
I think as a senior in Algebra 2, you're kind of up against some pretty big obstacles. You know, you have your future on your mind and what you're going to be doing next year. So I always think that seniors coming into Algebra 2 are at that disadvantage because it is their last year in Algebra 2 is very challenging. And I think as a senior, to have a C or better in Algebra 2 is a good thing. That means that you're learning and you're trying and you care. And I think that, again, I think you've done the best that you absolutely possibly could have done.
Where's something I need to improve on?
Well, that's a harder question to answer because I just think you're awesome all the way around. I would just say that going forward, try to, when you have any assignments in math, before you turn them in as a final, like, here is my work, you can grade it, mm-hmm. maybe ask for feedback before you submit like your final work assignments. Because, you know, in English, when you write a paper, you do a draft and then you get like you have somebody edit, and then you turn it in with a final draft. And I think if you do that with math, I think that would help you in your favor in terms of doing better in the future.
Okay. I would definitely keep that in mind.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Thank you.
After interviewing my mom, my 8th grade teacher, and my high school math teacher, I was very surprised at what they had to say. I didn't think that they saw how hard I was working in math, and it really goes to show me that I am doing what I am supposed to be doing. I'm on top of my work. I'm just so grateful that I have the people that support me and wish the best for me. And whenever I need that help, I know they're always there. And I think towards the end, I'm twice as more thankful for the people that I have around me that push me to work harder.